It's the Giants and the Rockies, the finale of the three-game series. Another sunshiny day here in the city by the bay. I'm John Miller with today's Gabe Kapler show. And Cap, another outstanding victory yesterday. The Giants didn't have that many hits, but Brandon Crawford once again comes through in the clutch big time. And that at bat, it was almost like a clinic. He got the count in his favor, 3-1. And with two runners already on base, you knew that that pitcher felt like he just could not afford to walk him. So tell us about what you saw from Crawford and the kind of a pickle he had that young lefty in there.
Crawford is an especially aggressive hitter early in the count. If he sees a pitch he likes and feels like he can drive it, he's gonna go after it. He's got a chance to jump all over it. With Bowden, he was clearly struggling with his command. And I think Craw recognized that and decided to be a little bit more patient. To your point, he worked the count in his favor. And at that point, I think he's just looking for a pitch he can elevate to the pull side. He was able to do that. And I think the moment never gets too big for Craw. I don't think that's going to come as any surprise to any Giants fans out there, having seen him for so many years and in so many big spots, how calm, cool, and collected he is at shortstop, how he has that great internal clock. He's also got that clock at the plate as well. He's got a way of staying calm and in the biggest moments, really wanting the opportunity. So really pleased that he got it. Certainly trust him in the biggest situations, and cool to see him deliver and really get the crowd excited and put us out in front for good.
The other part that can be lost in all of that, because Crawford was clearly the hero, the bullpen was heroic, it was four strong innings, but Buster Posey, two runners he threw out, and maybe there'd been a better tag, he would have had a third, but I thought the two guys that he got, those were critical moments in each one of those two innings. Your thoughts?
There's been a lot of chatter with Buster and his offensive performance. So he's got great stats on the surface, but he's also got even better expected stats, which means even the balls that he's not getting hits on, he's still driving. His plate discipline has been fine, reaching base consistently, and kind of a nice threat down there in the seven hole. But what people haven't talked enough about is how great he's been with our pitching staff, how he's guided them through games, how he's been excellent with his pitch calling. And as you mentioned, John, how good of a thrower he's been. And sure, his throws have been, accurate. They don't pull our middle infielders off the base left or right. Few of them have been on the lower side, but still giving our middle infielders a chance to make a great tag. But what I find most impressive is, him at this stage in his career, having such great ankle and hip flexibility and the athleticism to pop out of that crouch and deliver strikes down to second base. It's been really refreshing.
Indeed. So the Giants winning some tight ball games here and have a 5-3 record, going for the sweep of the series here today. More Gabe Kapler right after this. Now more Cap with the skipper of the Giants. And Cap, you used that bullpen yesterday, four innings. Berriger, Maranta, Rogers, McGee, all were outstanding. What about today if you need that bullpen in relief of DeSclafani? Because I know you've been very prudent in terms of your usage with all of these arms, but with Jake McGee especially, you have not worked him more than two consecutive days. So will he have the day off today?
Yeah, one thing that I want to make an adjustment on this year, John, that I was pretty open about guys when they were down. I just think it might make sense to kind of keep that in my back pocket. I know that, not often does information flow to the opposition, but there is a strategic element to this. And I think, you have a pretty good feel for who might be up and who might be down. And maybe it's best that, I don't let anybody know about McGee's status, since he's been pretty good for us. But what I can say is we have some nice weapons in guys like Rogers and Peralta to pitch important innings for us, and guys like Alvarez and Berriger to stretch to get us there. And if we were in a situation where we needed some length, we have Garcia to give us a couple of innings, Alvarez to give us a couple of innings, even Whistler. Peralta's gone one plus in the past. So nice to have kind of that jack-of-all-trades Swiss Army knife down there in Peralta, a guy who's really trending in the direction of taking down important leverage innings for us.
Indeed. And Anthony DeSclafani, he was very sharp in his first start. What can we expect from him today?
I think we can expect more sharpness. I think we have a little bit more rope with him. Whereas in his last outing, we were still kind of wondering how he was going to bounce back from spring training. That, you know, it wasn't a perfectly straight line. There was some bumpiness to his spring training, not in performance, but just in the way his body was bouncing back. He bounced back really good after his last start, pretty comfortable.
All right. The Giants and the Rockies. And that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.